This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Lakewood police are setting up a resource center in Belmar for anyone affected by the mass shooting in Denver on Monday. The resource center will open across from the Hyatt House. The center is accessible today from 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. and tomorrow from 8 a.m. through noon. Trauma resources and mental health therapists are available to the public. Have you received your booster shot yet? Experts say it's a good idea to help prevent infection from the Omicron variant, but only a quarter of Coloradans have gotten theirs. And while there could be many causes at play, Glenn Mays says healthcare access is one of them. Mays teaches at the Colorado School of Public Health.
People from racial and ethnic minority groups much more likely to report not having a usual source of care, non-English speaking populations, etc. Those are the groups across the state that are likely to face more barriers to getting access to the booster vaccine.
People of color in Colorado, specifically Black and Latino residents, are lagging when it comes to additional doses of the vaccine, according to state data. Health experts are urging anyone who's eligible to get vaccinated and boosted do so as quickly as possible. There is a wind warning for northern Colorado. There will be wind gusts up to 75 miles per hour in the northern mountains and northern foothills throughout Thursday. There are potential fire conditions as well. Officials are asking people not to burn anything outdoors. You're listening to CPR News and KRCC. Thank you for joining us today. And whenever you choose to listen, there's some people who listen every day. There's some people who listen once in a while. Either way, you're here now, and I'm grateful for that. And you can choose to keep fact-based news strong and present as we head into 2022 with a tax-deductible donation at CPR.org.